This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, June 14th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Stabenow cast doubt on farm bill passage. Bacon blasts Biden for opposing military pay hike. And House panel looks at CARB rule. Stabenow doubts a path for farm bills. A farm bill doesn't appear to be headed anywhere in the Senate, even though Ag Committee Republicans have now outlined their proposal. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow doesn't think the House Ag Committee's bill can pass the House and fears a Senate bill could face the same fate, she says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. I don't want to bring a bill out of the committee in the Senate that has the same fate as the House bill, she says. Stabenow has rejected the GOP proposals in part because of cuts to nutrition spending and their removal of climate guardrails on Inflation Reduction Act funding. The way you get a farm bill is making sure everybody's happy, and so that recognition hasn't happened yet, she said. Republicans said Stabenow's red lines are preventing them from addressing the needs of farmers. Newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Military food insecurity. Biden hit for fighting targeted pay raise. Representative Don Bacon, a retired Air Force general, is ripping the White House for opposing a 15% pay increase aimed at junior enlisted service members. Bacon says the raise that's included in the House Defense Authorization Bill would ensure military members no longer make so little they qualify for SNAP benefits. Keep in mind, a recent USDA study found more than 25% of active duty military members are food insecure, compared with 10% of adult civilians. We're taking care of our junior enlisted who are defending our country, trying to get them off SNAP so they don't have to go to food banks, and Biden opposes it. That's dumb, Bacon told reporters yesterday. Bacon chairs the House Armed Services Committee's Quality of Life panel. The White House says in its statement of administration policy that the 15% increase would cost more than $3.3 billion in fiscal 25 alone. Fetterman rear-ends car after going too fast, says he'll slow down in the future. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman is promising to drive more slowly after rear-ending another car on a Maryland highway, which resulted in the driver, Fetterman, and his wife all going to the hospital. The Democratic Senate Ag Committee member was driving, quote, well over the posted speed limit of 70 miles an hour, that according to the Maryland State Police report posted online by the Washington Post. He was not cited at the scene, but was found to be at fault. I need to do better and do it slower, and I will, Fetterman told the Post, which reported he had to attend driver's improvement school after being caught in Pennsylvania in March, going 34 miles an hour over the speed limit. The Post also reported that Fetterman's staff are afraid of driving with him since he often texts or uses FaceTime while driving. A Fetterman spokesperson called that gossip. Both cars were towed from the scene, and Fetterman and his wife, Gazelle, went to the hospital. On X, Fetterman said he and his wife are all right, but the events were, quote, not the best way to spend our 16th wedding anniversary. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to Daybreak. House panel explores California locomotive regulation. The railroad industry is warning lawmakers that a California Air Resources Board regulation requiring zero-emission locomotives could have a ripple effect across the nation and potentially lead to more high-emitting trucks on the road to transport goods. During a hearing yesterday of a House Science, Space, Technology Subcommittee, rail industry representatives asked Congress to urge EPA to deny California's waiver under the Clean Air Act, effectively blocking the CARB rule. Some witnesses, along with panel Republicans, argued the rule would be a de facto ban on diesel locomotives across the country. They also contend the electric transition would not make enough impact on emissions to warrant the potentially high cost to the industry and supply chain. Economics 101 says rail transportation costs will be affected, said Ian Jeffries, president and CEO of the Association of American Railroads. Inflationary pressure would shift freight to the highways, increasing emissions, increasing congestion, and furthering damage to publicly owned infrastructure. Panel Democrats and a witness from the Bay Area Air Quality Management District argued trains are responsible for a high number of emissions and pose higher cancer and health risk to those living near rail yards. National Beef Organization responds to FDA study. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says more scientific data is needed in response to a recent FDA multi-year study on the spread of bacteria to leafy greens grown in the West. The study found that airborne dust from concentrated animal feeding operations can spread bacteria like E. coli to produce. While the research was launched in response to a 2018 leafy greens E. coli outbreak, the agency has said the study did not identify the specific source and route of contamination in the outbreak. In a statement, the NCBA said cattle operations, quote, appear to be an easy target, but are already subject to many regulations to minimize the environmental impact and ensure food safety. Clearly, more scientific data is needed, but we must not allow ourselves to get ahead of science and play a blame game, said NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. Farmers and ranchers dedicate significant resources toward identifying and implementing practices that protect the environment while also support food safety. BLM director defends conservation lease rule. At a Senate Energy and Natural Resources hearing yesterday, Bureau of Land Management Director Tracy Stone Manning defended a recent finalized rule that will allow mitigation and restoration leases on lands overseen by the agency. It is very explicitly clear that managing for fish and wildlife habitat, managing for natural and scenic values is our responsibility, Stone Manning said, defending the rule from criticisms mounted by Senator Mike Lee, a Utah Republican. Lee argued the rule is an example of a, quote, museum approach that he said has taken over the BLM. Increasingly, BLM, under your leadership, seems to have taken an approach that manages these lands like a museum, he said. It's a you-can-look-but-you-cannot-touch sort of approach. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, June 14th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.